Welcome to episode 2577 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 6 of our series. This week, we are exploring a theme that has to do with the African philosophy of Ubuntu. Ubuntu refers to respect and recognition of all peoples. And as you've been guided through the meditations this week, you've explored different aspects of Ubuntu. In today's meditation, you're going to layer together the different techniques that were shared in each meditation. This creates a beautiful flow. I'll call this a compassion flow as you're guided in today's meditation. Know that, as always, if you would like the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences, you can receive those for a week free on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you'll find over 2,000 guided meditations and journals to go along with each individual weekly series, as well as a guide that has all the techniques for each week's series right there for you, so you don't have to listen to each episode to remember certain techniques. So that's where you can find a little more additional support. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I invite you to make yourself nice and comfortable. And as you're seated, reflect for a moment on how this year has been going for you so far. Become very present as to how you've been living your life. And if you selected some goals to start off your new year, or if you're a regular listener, you may have selected a word of the year as a theme. You could select one right now if you maybe want to change your word of the year. A lot has changed recently. You might have different goals and ambitions. Maybe your word of the year is peace or clarity. My word of the year is energy. As I go about my days, I become mindful as to what's uplifting my energy, my emotional state, my mood, and I become aware of what's spiraling my energy outward towards distractions or even downward to where I feel hopeless or anxious. Reflect on what you're feeling right now today. As you're seated, straighten your spine to keep yourself focused and alert. And as you close your eyes, gently elevate them upward to the point between your eyebrows. This is referred to as your seat of intuition, or you may be familiar with your third eye. It's where your prefrontal lobes are located, the part of your brain that helps you manage stress. Instantly feel your emotional state uplifted as you gently shift your eyes upward. Inhale and exhale through your nose gently as you feel yourself become calmer. You've had a challenge this week to go on co-creator quest, where you reach out to someone to uplift them every day, even if it's with your thoughts, sending love and compassion. As you do so, notice your own mood. Do you begin to feel yourself as more expansive? Do you feel yourself grow calmer? The theme this week, Ubuntu. I am because you are because we are, including all of humanity and the environment as part of who you are and how you live your life. Mentally affirm the affirmation for this week. I am a part of the world around me. I am a part of the world around me. You may hold your hands in the Dhyana Mudra, touching your thumb to your index finger, creating a circle of unity. Doing this with both of your hands. Your index finger to your thumb, this circle of unity, and feel united with the world around you. On your next inhale, inhale peace, feeling it flow through your whole body. As you exhale, send your peace out to the world. Inhale peace. Exhale, sending your peace to the world. Continue with this breathing technique, allowing yourself to experience these beautiful sensations you're creating. You are so worth slowing down for.